This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Six in the evening with Lynn and Kelvin. And first up on Popek, we're going to be talking about the importance of subtitles when it comes to foreign films. Now, of course, Korean film Parasite by director Bong Joon-ho is up for the Best Picture in the Academy Awards. Mm-hmm. That's going to be coming your way on Monday. But we've also seen it scooping up tons of wins this award season. But back home in South Korea, the fact that it actually outperformed Bong's previous films or films of other Korean filmmakers came as a surprise, which implies that at least for the local audience, there were other Korean film contenders that were on par or better than the smash hit that was Parasite.
However, the director Bong has actually credited the success of Parasite to its subtle and elegant translations, which really puts into the spotlight the importance of subtitles in effectively delivering a movie to people of different cultures and languages. But the general public, and to a certain extent the film industry itself, seldom recognizes the role of subtitles and the expertise involved. Except for a few rare cases, the names of the subtitlers are not included in the ending credits.
Yeah, and I know that for some people, subtitles are still a hindrance for foreign films. Like the idea that they have to somehow both read and watch a film simultaneously. There are people who don't enjoy that. There are people who find that a distraction. And it's a pity because you then do miss out on an awful lot of really good cinema that isn't necessarily in whatever language it is you speak, right? And we, of course, generally have no boundaries when it comes to English language films. But I'm thinking of other countries where English is not even the second or third most spoken language. And then if you think about the output of Hollywood, for a lot of people around the world, I think watching films with subtitles or with bad dubbing, which is a lot worse, is probably just kind of par for the course. It's just how things are.
Yeah, I think it's likely due to exposure. If you had grown up, or if you were born around a culture that, you know, you've watched stuff with subtitles, or I think here for some reason, well, not for some reason, but here I think we're quite used to having subtitles. You know, it's either in Bahasa, English, or Mandarin, or something else, where we always have to, we always have the opportunity to have the text available to us. And even actually, in growing up, you know, for myself, I had been watching a lot of things that already had subtitles, whether it was a Mandarin or Cantonese drama that I didn't understand, and I had read the Malay subtitle, or if I was watching Japanese animation or J-drama or whatever, that would usually come with English subtitles. It's never really been a blocker to watching a film, or does it not, or content, or does it take away from the experience? I think if anything, it sometimes takes away the surprise because subtitles tend to jump ahead of the next scene sometimes.
For me, I think it's more to do with wondering whether it's capturing everything. There are times where something doesn't quite hit right, and I'm not sure whether it's because I don't understand the local context of that comment. I didn't get that perhaps in Korea or in Italy or in Spain or wherever it is that this movie originated from. I don't get that this is in fact a joke or a slight or something like that. So I really admire subtitles that manage to capture that kind of context, that manage to actually convey that this is this is subtle shade or this is actually a deeply insulting move in wherever the country is from. And when I think about the experience of watching Parasite, which has so much to do with class struggle, which has so much to do with, in some ways, characters subtly understanding one another's social status, then I think Bong Joon-ho and the crediting of subtitles as part of Parasite's success is an important thing because it's true. Like, without good subtitles, not subtitles that are just there for you to understand the dialogue, but subtitles that actually translate tone and meaning, without that, I don't know. I don't know what you'd be watching.
It's quite strange that there isn't that appreciation that sort of goes into translation for films, or whether it's subbing or even dubbing of films and shows in general, because we do have that appreciation, say when it comes to books. When it's done well, it's really good. And of course, when it's not done well, you know, the book doesn't quite do as well. But yeah, so I think that's just an interesting contradiction that we have, where we seem to appreciate it in other mediums, but not so much for films. And maybe that's just not being used to subtitles in some cultures.
So we want to know, do you, what was the last foreign film that you watched? And generally speaking, do you find foreign films appealing? You know, are subtitles important to you or do you find them a distraction? Call us and let us know, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, as we tend to do for Popik Popik, we asked around and tried to gather some thoughts on the topic of subtitles, and here's how folks felt about how important these translations are when watching a foreign film.
For me, I would love it to be as precise as possible, so I understand exactly what are they trying to say.
I think I'm okay with rough translation because all I need to know is what's happening and what they're saying, so it doesn't really matter if it's an exact translation to me.
I mean, I don't think it matters if it's not precise. If I understand what they're saying, I think that's what matters. As long as the meaning of the scene or the meaning of the film is being translated, it doesn't have to be specific.
I guess I would prefer the translation to be more precise because I would want to know the actual meaning of what they want to convey in the film.
And we also asked how they've seen things get lost in translation in a foreign film.
If I had to complain about one thing, it'd probably be something like jokes. Sometimes something that is funny in one language might not translate that well in a different language. So probably we could work on that a bit more.
One of my favorite unfortunate incidents when it comes to translation is a scene where I think Leonardo DiCaprio is saying a toast and then the subtitles say roti bakar.
Mostly I would think it's the cultural context of a film.
For certain languages, it can't. Like Chinese, Mandarin and all, I think it's very hard. I used to grow up watching Walai Toy and they'll be translated to BM. And when they, you know, go all poetic and all, it usually doesn't make sense.
Let's raise a glass for some roti bakar. It's just something that you never thought Leonardo DiCaprio would say. So tell us, do you think subtitles make or break a foreign film? Do you find foreign films, I suppose, friendly to watch, or do you still avoid them because of that language barrier? You can call us and let us know, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're joined now by Cam Razlan from A Bit of Culture, also, of course, our occasional co-host here on the Evening Edition. Cam, thank you as always for taking the time.
No problem.
So, first of all, I kind of think I know the answer to this already, but I'll ask you anyway. Do you enjoy watching foreign films? What in particular do you like?
Well, you know, as a Malaysian, I would have to say that pretty much every film I watch is a foreign film.
Mm-hmm.
How many Malaysian movies have I watched? But yeah, I really do. You mean non-English language movies? Yeah, I do. If they're good films, yeah, for sure.
How important is the role of subtitles in a foreign film?
Oh, it's crucially important. You said earlier that I'm a Korean movie aficionado, mm-hmm. expert. I really love Korean films, and I think they're just the best movies in the world at the moment. And I think Bong Joon-ho is the best director in the world at the moment. But one of the reasons why I'm able to say that is because Korean cinema has put in the effort to subtitle pretty much their entire output. Even TV shows and everything, instantly subtitled. So you can access it straight away. And when I was watching Korean movies early on, I sort of realized, these are really good subtitles. One of the things about subtitles, you shouldn't notice them. But if you do look closely at the subtitling, just the shading, the coloring of it, the balancing of it, it should be translating just enough information, not too long, so that you can just read it very quickly. And then the translations themselves should be in a simple language, so that you're not struggling with it, you catch it very fast. You don't even know you're reading it. That's what a good subtitle is. And the Koreans do it very well.
Did you ever find that you had a bit of an adjustment period to watching non-English language films with the subtitles? Because I actually personally enjoy subtitles on everything I watch, whether or not it's English language or, you know, Cantonese, any other language, or a language I completely don't understand. I really like having them there. I like catching everything. But I know that for some people, it is a distraction. And it is a little bit of practice, right, in order to be able to almost divide your attention. Did you have to kind of pick that up, or is it something that you didn't mind much?
I've never
I've never really questioned it. I've always, I think, been okay with it. I think that the placement of the words on the screen is very important. And when you watch movies in Malaysia, and back in the old days, I think some of us might be old enough to remember, when you'd have subtitling in Bahasa and in Chinese and in Tamil, and it would fill up the screen practically. And then also it would be kind of moving, it'd be shivering, because they would literally have to burn the script onto the film. So that becomes just physically difficult to read. But at the same time, a crucially important aspect of good subtitling, of having subtitles, is that it shows respect for the audience. I think it's one of the key aspects of why subtitles should be good. It's the moment of interface to the film for people who otherwise would not get to comprehend it at all. And you must make their journey as easy as possible and show them respect.
So you spoke about the subtitling of Korean films and drama series, but overall, you know, what have been your general observations on how foreign films are translated?
Well, the Korean ones, we were off camera, as it were, referencing an article that was in the Korea Herald, English language Korean newspaper, and in that article, it said something which was very interesting, which is that one of the translators, a Korean Canadian, was saying he wants to keep the language simple because it's not just actually for the audience, but for overseas film distributors, because they would then have to translate it again into a different language. So it might be from the subtitle, they translate it then into, say, Bahasa. They're not going to have a Korea Bahasa person to do the translations. So that's one of the aspects that I hadn't really realized before when I was watching the subtitles on Korean movies, is that the simplicity has many functions, not just for the immediate audience, but also for audiences in other languages that they're going to have no control over, and indeed the fact that they subtitle them so readily is to sell to the world the Korea soft power, so that other products like Samsung, Hyundai, become invested with that whole Korea cultural world.
So there are plenty of great foreign films, you know, out in the market, but only a handful become internationally recognized and become, I suppose, sensations in the way that we're seeing Parasite. What do you think it is that sets those films that make it apart? You know, is it something about how they capture the zeitgeist? Does it come down to the language? What makes the recognized ones recognized?
Well, you know, it's funny. You say that there are lots of great films out there in other languages, and I don't doubt it, but actually 30 odd years ago we would be so much more aware of a great Italian filmmaker, a great French filmmaker or Japanese filmmaker, and we'd be looking forward to those movies. But now I don't think we really think about Italian cinema in the same way. I think that a lot of movies movie makers are making their films very much for their own market, and it isn't perhaps culturally translatable to outside audiences. Well, Bong Joon-ho, I think he was saying that when he made Parasite, he thought that he was making a purely Korean film, but then he discovered that he'd made a movie about a universal fear of a disease, and that disease is called poverty. So international audiences pick up on that theme, but by and large, I think that we're actually atomizing as movie markets.
Well, from the angle of local films, because we are trying to sort of boost its international appeal, do you think having high-quality subtitles would perhaps help in that cause?
Having high quality anything and everything helps in that cause. I watched the movie Pascal the other day on Netflix. I thought the subtitles were pretty good. And that the technical filmmaking was really very, very good. And so the budget was a high budget. I think about 10 million ringgit, which is probably the minimum you need to be able to make a movie that an overseas audience can kind of stomach. But if you want to make a movie that's just for your own market, then that's fine. We don't need to make movies for an overseas market. But if you are, you need to tell them things that cliches they already know. So what's the Tan Tuan Eng movie out now? The
Garden of the Evening Mists.
Garden of the Evening Mists. Mm. Now, for a lot of people in the outside world, that will now be Malaysia. That will be Malaysian cinema. It is not a Malaysian movie. And I think a lot of Malaysian audience would find it, you know, kind of like interesting, but really not a Malaysia that they recognize. But it makes for successful overseas sales because it sort of tells of a exotic Malaysia that overseas audiences can respond to. So it's a very difficult balancing act. Yes, make good subtitles. It shows respect for your own film, for your audience. But if you really want to sell overseas, there's a particular language that is required as well. The Koreans somehow have cracked it. But I can't really think of too many other countries that have done it.
Cam, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
You just heard there Cam Razlan from A Bit of Culture speaking to us about the appeal of foreign films and the impact that good subtitles can have on their success. Now, we've been asking you for, your experiences with subtitling, whether it's something you appreciate, enjoy, what are the best and worst examples you've seen of them. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
We have this WhatsApp from Life Fizzle that says, I love subtitles, and for the films and series in the English language, you'd pick up on a lot of detail and nuances with subtitles, for example, House of Cards and even Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I agree with that. Especially because in the case of Game of Thrones in particular, there are lots of accents. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes there are lots of accents, and sometimes there's conversation that's happening in the middle of dragons or war. So in circumstances like that, I think it's actually very helpful to have subtitles there so you don't miss out on things. Mm. It's not that you're not listening, but it really allows you, I think, to capture the, oh, he said that. Oh, interesting. So yeah, 100% agree with that. We also have this from MZ.
I'm second gen Chinese in Malaysia, and a foreign film to me is anything with Mandarin. Being a banana can be a challenge. I don't depend on translation for literal translation, but more context understanding.
That's an interesting point. I do need subtitles for Mandarin films. Mm-hmm. Cantonese films I can kind of manage, but Mandarin films, I do totally need that. I do, however, appreciate being able to pick up some context clues from the spoken word or from the tone, you know, because some of it you're somewhat familiar with, and it helps to be able to have both. Again, just to have a deeper understanding, I think.
Yeah, sometimes it's also, you know, when they are saying proverbs, when you're saying, maybe if it's a Malaysian Chinese film, for example, a Malaysian Mandarin film, they go into local jokes, and it's hard to translate that either into English or sometimes even Bahasa, right? And then when you are able to pick it up, you can appreciate the original intention of it, and then you look at the subtitle, well, maybe that sort of gets it right, and then you see, well, okay, the subtitle can pass for now.
Kim says, I'm sure Malaysians are very familiar with subtitles in movies. All our movies have them. I remember enjoying watching Tamil action movies, and they're all with Malay subtitles, and that didn't take away the fun. But the subtitles must also be good, that not only translate the conversation, but also the context. Garden of the Evening Mists is a mix of several different languages. The subtitles there are very well done, but also because they are mostly Malaysian languages.
Yeah, and I think that's the benefit that we have of growing up in a country with multiple languages, that we can sort of appreciate the subtitles that come with the many different films that we get. And, you know, Cam's point about how every film we seem to watch here is a foreign film. You know what? That's actually true. Mm. Even with anything that's in English, I still appreciate subtitles because, as some of the other messages have pointed out, that you don't quite want to miss out on anything. If the director, the writers, or the producers have sort of intentionally put in that piece of text over there, you might want to be able to understand it, to have a further appreciation of the content that they put out.
Kim also has a question for Cam saying, how about Japan? So Cam is unfortunately not on the line with us anymore. But I will say that I think similar to South Korea, we have seen Japan put out a lot of soft power content over the years, right? I mean, now we talk about K-pop, but J-pop was a thing, still is a thing in some ways, but was a huge thing a while ago. Anime continues to dominate. So I think they also very fully understand the importance of having good subtitles and how that translates into an international market. Because Japanese films and Japanese media content in general does go out to an international audience, not least with streaming. So it's something that I think they've grown used to. We have more messages coming in and we will get to them after the 7:30 news. In the meantime, if you have thoughts on subtitles and their importance when it comes to foreign films, let us know if you like them, dislike them. What are some examples that you've particularly found, you know, good or bad? Call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.